Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Baseball time is here again. Cubs at home, opening up at Wrigley Field Thursday. Sox open in Milwaukee, but they'll be home on April the 2nd. What do you eat at the ballpark? What's new this year? Michael Piff from Chicago's very own Eats podcast here at WGN is our man for that job. And I know, Michael, you sampled some of the Sox eats. The Cubs have a little preview. Let's start with what's going on the South Side. And what was the best new item that you taste tested for us?
Good morning, Bob, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, this week the White Sox hosted their annual media preview, a bunch of new items across the ballpark, both on the concourse and up in the suites level. And I have to say, the best thing I tried, they will have a new wings stand, so chicken wings stand in center field. This is in section 101, and it's going to be called the Wingman stand. There are these crispy wings. You can get them sauced, you can get them dry rubbed, and we got to try these garlic parmesan sauce wings and lemon pepper dry rubbed wings. And I'm still thinking about those after a couple days of trying them. It's definitely given me a reason to get excited to get back to the ballpark, to be honest, outside of the baseball, of course.
I keep hearing and reading about the big milkshake that they've had for a few years. It's been described as the biggest star the Sox have had since Paul Konerko. And they've made it even bigger this year. Is that right?
They did. You know, what's funny is when you walk into these media previews, you see these big tables, and the first thing there is the milkshake, but it's in a giant, it's basically twice the size of the regular campfire milkshake that they've had for the last couple years. It's called the Campfire Milkshake 2.0, very original, and they've made it so that you can share it with someone else. At least I think that's the idea. You're being able to rationalize that, yeah, I'm paying for two here, even though you'll probably want it all for yourself. It is, I will say, Bob, it is that good once you get your hands on it. It is fantastic.
And they're always trying to sort of dress up the good old Chicago hot dog, and they have a fajita dog this year, don't they?
They do. They have a new foot-long Vienna hot dog that they are calling fajita dog. It's going to be in their specialty hot dog stand in Section 113. And what makes it a fajita dog is that they're going to be topping this grilled foot-long dog with sauteed onions, peppers, and adding this avocado crema to it, which sounds delicious. And they also have these new giant quesadillas that they're going to be serving over in their machete stand in Section 111. I don't know about you, Bob, but I love quesadillas. It's actually like my go-to for when I do leftovers, like with my corned beef. I've just made quesadillas with these. So to have that option at a ballpark is going to be awesome. They'll have chicken, chorizo, queso, and even vegetarian options too.
Yeah, I'm with you on the quesadillas. I know they have some Japanese-inspired items named for their new slugger, Murakami. But before we let you go, have to do a little bit for the Cubs here. They have their media preview later today, but I know you have some advanced news on things like their version of a Chicago hot dog now, their new sort of dressed-up dog. What's that?
That is their new Bow Wow dog. Yeah, Levy's, who partners with a lot of the stadiums across MLB and actually all of our stadiums here in Chicago. So whenever you hear about these media previews, Levy Restaurants is the one putting on a lot of it. And this is the hot dogs, grilled dogs that are going to be served in bao buns. I actually love bao buns, so this is really exciting to me. So a sweeter kind of pastry type bun that's going to be served with some Asian slaw and fried pickle on that. And yeah, that was a nice little tease going into today's media preview that they'll be hosting at Wrigley later today. So I think a lot more is to come from that, which I think we can all get excited about. You know, also baseball, right? I mean, hope springs eternal right before the season starts, even for us Sox fans.
Yeah, and so does all this food. We love it. Thanks a lot, Michael. It's Mike Piff from Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast. Let's eat two today. Talk to you soon.
All right, cheers.